USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today laid out all the atrocities that are taking place in the Middle East and how Iran has their fingerprints on each of them. Secretary of State Pompeo then had a strong message for the Iranian regime.
The sting of sanctions will be painful if the regime does not change its course from the unacceptable and unproductive path it has chosen to one that rejoins the League of Nations. These will indeed end up being the strongest sanctions in history when we are complete.
There's been talk that there's a trade deal worked out between the United States and China. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin moments ago was talking outside the White House about that potential deal.
It is a framework agreement. It is an agreement. Secretary Ross has to go over and turn that into a signed piece of paper with companies. As I've described, this is not a government-to-government purchase order, but we have an agreement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
The nation officially has a new top spy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
At the swearing-in ceremonies for the new CIA Director Gina Haspel, President Trump says the agency contains the most elite intelligence professionals on the planet.
The exceptional men and women of this agency deserve exceptional leadership, and in Gina Haspel, that is exactly what you're getting.
Haspel's the first woman to head the spy agency. She's a career CIA operative and manager, and she succeeds Mike Pompeo, who has become the Secretary of State.
Today, Martin Truex Jr. and his entire Furniture Row Racing team were recognized at the White House for winning the 2017 NASCAR Cup Championship. Truex Jr. also presented President Trump with a gift.
So this is a replica of the exact helmet I wore, which is a very special helmet to me, with a special paint job with some special moments from our team, Sherry and I together, and some of the great accomplishments we had together.
This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1. Which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
If it's up to the Illinois Senate, medical marijuana use will now be allowed at schools. The Senate passed a measure 50-2, which allows students with a medical marijuana card to consume medical marijuana at school. Now, the governor does have 60 days to act on this bill. Jeffrey Hunt, though, he's a public policy vice president at Colorado Christian University. He's not a big fan of this idea.
The FDA has clearly said that marijuana is detrimental for children to take. It said this for two reasons. One is that the current science shows that children who take marijuana have long-term detrimental effects when it comes to brain development. And secondly, much of this marijuana that's being prescribed by doctors is not FDA approved. Therefore, we have no idea what the side effects are to it. We have no idea what the long-term effects are. And we have no idea what happens when you combine marijuana with other medications.
Ava Pence has a child who does have a medical marijuana prescription.
So first of all, I think that we should reframe what's happening here. These aren't children bringing marijuana to school. This is a product that's being brought to school by a responsible adult and being left in the school health room where it is secured. It's a step in the right direction because this is medicine and it should be treated as such. And if it is allowing these children equal access to an education, it's absolutely necessary.
No word as of yet from the Republican governor on whether he will sign this bill or not. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.